Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. The OU's Mishnah Yomit is a learning program in which participants study two Mishnayos a day and complete all of Shas Mishnayos in a little less than 6 years. Mishnah Yomit starts again on December 25th, so we figured we'd learn a Mishnah together today in anticipation of the new cycle. Here's Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, me, with Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, from the OU's Mishnah Yomit. And be sure to visit OU Torah to download your own Mishnah Yomit calendar and checklist.
The first order is called Zroim, and Seder Zroim, well, it means seeds, and it deals with agriculture. The first Masechta, the first tractate in Seder Zroim, is called Brachos, and it deals with blessings. And later on, we'll get into what blessing do you say over various types of produce, which has a much more direct connection to the theme of plants and agriculture. But the tractate also deals with other types of prayers. And here, in this first chapter, we're dealing with Kriyat Shema, with the recitation of Shema Yisrael that we say twice a day as a biblical commandment. So the first Mishnah begins, Me'em Asai Korin Es Shema Ba'arvis. From what time can we say the Shema at night? Since the Jewish day starts at night, the first mitzvah that we can do once the sun goes down is saying Kriyat Shema. So not inappropriately, the first Mishnah in the entire Talmud is dealing with the first mitzvah that a person can do at the start of every Jewish day. So from what time can we perform this mitzvah? Me'em Asai Korin Es Shema Ba'arvis. Starting at what time can we say Shema each night? Misha Shehal Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Shu Masan. From the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. So Truma was a portion that was given to the Kohanim, to the Jewish priests. Now, there wasn't a set time for them to eat it. They could eat it all day long, assuming it wasn't Yom Kippur or something. So what does this mean, the time that the Kohanim would go in to eat their Truma? Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Kohanim shenitma'u v'tiblu ein yacholim lechol b'truma ad shiyarev shimshan. Kohanim who became ritually impure, and then they immersed in a mikvah, they were not permitted to eat truma because it was food with a degree of holiness. They were not enabled to eat this truma until the sun went down for them. Dahainu tseisa kochavim. And what time is that? When the stars come out. V'hodolotani mishas tseisa kochavim. So why doesn't our Mishnah just say when the stars come out? What says, when can you start saying Kriyat Shema? When the stars come out. Milsa agav orche kamash malayin. It comes to teach us something incidental to our main point. She'im nitmu ha-kohanim bituma shetaharasan tuluya bekarban. That if kohanim became ritually impure, with a type of impurity that would require them to bring a sacrifice as part of the purification process, kagon zav umetzora, such as a zav, which is a person who saw a type of emission from the male organ, which was not semen. Metzora is generally translated as a leper, but it's not really leprosy. Tsaras is a different kind of skin affliction. It's a spiritually caused disease. Ein hakapara achvasan melachol betruma dichsiv uva hashemesh v'taher. The carbon, the sacrifice, doesn't prevent them from being able to resume eating their truma. And then it cites a verse from the book of Leviticus. It says, the sun comes and they will be pure. Sun comes meaning the sun comes down, because the sun can come up, the sun can come down. In this case, it means sunset. V'achar yechal min hakadshim. And afterwards, they can eat holy things. B'yas shimsho makvaso melechol betruma. Sunset, the sun going down, that will prevent them from being able to eat truma. V'en kaparaso machvaso melechol betruma. But bringing the sacrifice, bringing the carbon, that will not keep them from being able to eat their truma. So let's continue. So from when can we say Kriyat Shema? From the time of Tseis HaKochavim, from the time the stars come out, which is when the Kohanim who were impure would be able to eat truma after their immersion. Until when? Ad Sof HaShmara HaRishona. Until the end of the first watch. What is a watch? Let's look in Bart Neuro again. Shlish harishon shalayla. The first third of the night. Shehalayla nechacha l'shlosha mishmaros. Because the night is divided into three watches. The three equal parts are called watches. U'misham ve'elech lo mikrisu zman kriyat shema d'shchiba. And after that time, it's not called the time of kriyat shema of lying down. There's two kinds of kriyat shema. There's Kriyat Shema of lying down at night. There's Kriyat Shema of standing up in the day, and we'll get to that shortly. V'lo karina bei b'shachbecha. It's not called when you lie down. Torah says b'shachbecha uv'kamecha, when you lie down and when you rise up. That's when we say Kriyat Shema. This is no longer time for going to bed, so therefore it's not time to say Kriyat Shema. U'makam etzeis hakochavim nami yamamahu. And before the stars come out, that's still daytime. V'lav zman shchiba, and that's not bedtime either. So you've got that window between when the stars come out and the end of the first third of the night. That's the time when people normally go to bed. That's the time to say Kriyat Shema. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. All of this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say ad chatzos, until midnight. Rabban Gamliel omer ad shiyale amot hashachar. But Rabban Gamliel says that you can say Kriyat Shema until sunrise. So let's take a look in Bartonuro. He says, Ad shiyale amot hashachar, until sunrise, decho halayla mikrei zman shchiva. He says, really, the entire night is called bedtime. You could go to bed any point during the night. Most people go to bed at this time. Some people go to bed at that time. Still nighttime, still bedtime. V'halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. And the halacha, the practical application of the law, that follows Rabban Gamliel's opinion. Shagam chachamim modim lo. Even the sages really agree to him. They only said that somebody should do it by midnight in order to distance a person from sin. But optimally, the proper way to do it is once the time for Kriyat Shema arrives, which is the time of Seisach Chochavim, as it says in our Mishnah, then a person should not sit down for a meal, and they certainly shouldn't take a nap. They shouldn't go to bed until after they've said Kriyat Shema and they've davened. So now we've said that the Chachamim say that a person can say Kriyat Shema until Chatzos, but Rabban Gamliel says that they have all night long until the sun starts to come up. And that the Chachamim really agree with Rabban Gamliel. Let's see now in practice. Maisa shebo banav mi beis hamishteh. There was an incident when his sons came back from a banquet, a wedding feast. So whose sons? Rabban Gamliel's. Omru lo, they said to him, they said to their father Rabban Gamliel, lo karinu es shema. We didn't say shema yet. Amar lahem, he said to them, im lo ala amud hashachar chayavim aten likros. If the sun hasn't come up yet, you still have to say it. Velo zo bilvad, not only this, anytime Chachamim say until Chatzos, it really is a mitzvah until sunrise. Hekter chalavim ve'evarim, the burning of the fats and the other pieces on the altar. Mitzvasan ad sheyala amud hashachar. Their mitzvah is until sunrise. V'kol nachalom liyom echad, and anything that's eaten for a day, any sacrifice that has that time constraint, Mitzvasan ad sheyala amud hashachar. It can really be eaten until sunrise. Im kein, if so, lama amru chachamim achatzos. If this is the case, why did the chachamim tell people they had till midnight? Kedei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera, in order to distance a person from sin, as the Bartonuro mentioned in a previous comment.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.